For Emmanuel, that God came down and was with us, and He still dwells with us to this day. Who are we that You would be mindful of us? What do You see worth looking our way? We are free in ways that we never should be. It's sweet release from the grips of these chains. Oh, come on, sing it with me today. Like hinges straining from the Our hearts don't deserve your glory. Sing it out. But still you show.
Thank you.
God with us. My heart sings a brand new song. The debt is paid. These chains are gone. Emmanuel has set us free. Oh, Emmanuel is God. What an incredible God that we serve today. You all can be seated for just a few moments. And we want to, Pastor Pat has done an incredible job with the young people. And if this is, how many of you all, this is the first time you've been in service with us here? Okay, wonderful. We're glad that you're here. And this is going to be an amazing day. We've got a few things that we'll tell you about later on. But right now I want to introduce to you, this is Pastor Pat. He is our children's pastor here.
Great. Hey, all the kids, come on up. We're going to sing a couple fun songs. Come on, come on, come on. They're easy ones. They're Jingle Bells and 12 Days of Christmas.
That's not easy.
Huh? What's not easy?
I can't remember how many people there are.
There are 12.
12.
Come on, come on, come on. Grab that microphone so you'll have one in your hand. Come on, come on. Rowan, I want to make sure you end up on the microphone. Come on, make sure Rowan gets one because Rowan is like star of the show a lot of times. And Bryson. It's like, you know what? They're all stars of the show. I see Sean. Sean is amazing. Everybody say hi to Sean. Stand up, Sean, so everybody can see. I want to embarrass you really good, okay? Sean was cool. Sean was one of our children's church musicians. He made me. He said, you're going to play bar chords or you're not going to play. But I didn't know he was going to be here, so there's no bar chords in this song. Are you ready? Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha, 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 bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, entire Christmas season, and everybody has their part. Do you have a microphone, Rowan?
Here. Switch with
it, Bryce. No, we'll just do this. You know who doesn't need one? Pat doesn't need one. Okay. Here you go. He's hiding from me.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You may join in and help us out. Are you ready, Rowan?
Thank you.
Great. We're so thankful for Pat and Glenna and their whole family. How old are you, Rowan? 3. Good job. Excellent, excellent job. We're very, very excited about all the kids, and we encourage, if you have little ones, bring them. Bring them to church. If you're not plugged in somewhere, bring them and get them plugged in somewhere. We're very excited about Pat and Glenn, and their whole family's here today, right? He's looking around. Yeah, there they are. Yeah, the whole family's here today. Oh. Everybody look back there, Pat. He has to show off. Love it. We're very excited today. We did a Christmas CD that released last week, and I want to sing one of the songs that's on that CD. Mike Owens does a fantastic job, and a lot of these kids you see running around and that are on the drums are his and his beautiful wife, Jess. they have some. They have beautiful, beautiful children. Olivia is an incredible singer. She just does a fabulous job. The other one on the drums was, of course, Caden, Pastor Kevin and Lisa's little boy. So we're excited about the musicians that are coming up as well. Just share this song with them, Mike.
You're wrong.
chest right now with all eyes closed. Just focus on Him right now in this place. Just focus on Him. Sing that again. He is here. He is here. He is here. He's living and breathing inside of us. He is here inside. He is. Every sphere of influence that we touch and that your body moves into, and every single person that you come in contact with should be able to sing that same thing. Whenever they see your heart and your actions and the way that you move, they'll say, He is here. He is here. He is here. Yes.
My son just did. He said, I'm hurting, Daddy. And I just reached down and just picked him up. All we have to say is, Daddy, I'm hurting right now. And I promise you, He will pick you up. And He'll hold you. No matter what the circumstance is, He will hold you. He will take a hold of you and cover you and cradle you and love you, because He wants your heart to be His heart. Father, we thank You for Your loving kindness. We thank You for Your amazing grace today. We have an assurance that's why You came and You sent Your Son. Father, we honor You. We bless You today. Yay.
Seated for a few moments. How many of y'all feel Him right now?
Yeah.
Now, with that being said, who has a need? Whenever His presence is in the place, that's the moment whenever He's standing right here saying, okay, now what can I do for you? Right now, I want everyone who has a need, just lift your hands. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you believe that He can do what He says He can do, right? If you have a need. And no need is too small. No need is too great. I know myself. I know my heart. So I want you just to lift your hands right now in this place. All right. Now, those of you who see those hands around Him, I want you just to go to them right now. We're going to declare some things over their lives. And we want to see what God is going to do today. So, absolutely. Yes. there's somebody here specifically, if there's someone here that has any kind of problems with your C4 vertebrae. Is there anybody in here who has neck problems? This is Char Leslie. Neck problems, okay. This is Char Leslie. She's an incredible prophet, and she hears from the Lord. And she's an incredible minister, and she heard the Lord say while we were singing that He is here specifically. It's already healed. To claim that. Absolutely. Some of our ministry team that in the back, Nancy, Pastor Mike, Ken, some of you guys, lift your hands again. Let's go to these people right now. I feel the Lord is speaking specifically over some financial things as well as some specific decisions that have got to be made in the next probably 30 days. Yes. I believe God's going to heal pneumonia today. I believe He will. All right, some of the ministry team come over here. Those of you who don't have someone praying with you, just go ahead and lift your hands. There's someone here. Now let's pray right now. Father God, we release the kingdom into this place. Lord, we don't try to convince you because you already know your word is forever settled in heaven. So God, we say right now there is peace going out right now in the name of Jesus. There is peace and understanding going to every body and every brokenness in this place. Father, we pray for next right now. We thank you for the healing that's already happened in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for job situations that are changing right now in the name of Jesus. There's going to be more money. There's going to be more financial blessing in places and areas of increase in places. The next job season that somebody's looking for is going to be the exact season they're supposed to walk in. There's a new ministry birthing deep inside. There's missionaries that are sitting in this room that are too afraid right now to make that jump. And God says, go ahead and jump because I'm waiting in the next country for you. Someone in here has a missionary spirit on their life that they have never, ever surrendered that call to be able to go to the nations and speak life. God, we thank you for healing. God, we thank you for clarity. God, I believe there are people in this place that are supposed to be proclaiming the Word of God. They find themselves in the middle of the night hearing things in their head, and they're supposed to write. God says, write them down because there is a season coming that it's needed for the body of Christ to hear. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For friends that are in the hospital sick right now, we pray healing over their bodies. We pray right now that pneumonia would leave because it is an invader in the kingdom of heaven. There is no sickness in heaven. So God, we remind you of your word that if we ask anything in your name, that you shall do it. You are the author and finisher of faith, and that you finish and complete things that you start. And we thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. We thank you for new seasons. We thank you for new births. And when the fullness of time came, He came. So now we say that the fullness of time has come and it's time to birth. Specifically over regions and nations. When a baby, it's time to come. If it stays too long, it will atrophy. There's a specific moment that it's supposed to birth. If it comes too quickly, it'll be premature. But God says He has you exactly in the right moment and in the right time. The right season. You're not going to miss it. He says, write the vision and make it plain that it will be able to be read on the run. Get ready because you're supposed to be running with this. And the key is it's going to be so simple. God's going to give you a very, very simple business strategy soon because you're going to be able to do it on the dance. You're going to be able to have a simple business strategy that's going to come into you. I see God's going to do something. You're going to have a partnership formed. And it's going to revolutionize the way you think. We thank you, Jesus. I pray blessings and peace. God, I just pray peace over this holiday season and what God's wanting to do. May you be able to see exactly what He's wanting to teach us. And we ask for all these things and just let peace permeate this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, everybody take just a deep, deep, deep breath. Let it out. feel refreshed, that's what the presence of God is supposed to do. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because He carries the weight. He carries that, but He gives you the revelation to be able to know what to do with it. We are so excited that everybody's here. This is going to be an incredible day. We have a couple surprises that we want to share with you guys. And didn't the kids do an incredible job? You guys did. This is my friend Olivia. Olivia, how old are you?
Nine.
She's 9 years old and is an incredible worship leader. She, if you have ever gotten a chance to go to come and see her sing with us, she does an incredible, incredible job. She's going to sing for us next week, right? It's going to be good, too. That's Olivia. We're so proud of her and what she does. Her dad is Mike Owen, and her mother is Jessica Owen. So we're glad the kids are standing here today. We're very excited to have everybody here. A couple things I want to tell you, and then Pastor Mike Day is going to come up here shortly and kind of explain a few things. But before he comes, I want to tell you a couple neat things that have happened before we receive our tithes and offering. This past week, I had the privilege of getting to meet Miss Patty Kopp. Actually, a few months ago now, actually got to sit down and hear her story. It's just amazing. She has done an incredible job teaching in our midweek service, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But Patty and Rick are just a blessing to our church, to our lives, and to families. They're just an amazing couple. And recently, we were in need of a graphic design artist. And we already have one lady that works with us. Her name is Jessie Sagers and does a fantastic job. And she's going to be going to school soon to do that. But we needed somebody that could really design some pretty high-powered logos that could take us all throughout the nation. And all of a sudden, she said, my son is a graphic design artist. And so we were excited because we needed a logo, a professional, official logo of Expression Church of Huntington. So got his email, began to correspond, and then it led to having coffee with him and just talking about what Expression Church of Huntington is, and as well as our Expression Ministries Network. And he said, well, let me go home and let me figure something out. And we've had a lot of graphic artists do some different things, and we've had to get, and Pam knows this too, we went back and forth. No, let's try this, let's try that. This was on one shot. He got it on the first time. And I'll never forget when I opened up the file and I saw it. It took my breath away. So Ken, go ahead and show them what the Expression Church of Huntington logo is. Isn't that great? Thrilled about that. Now, we'll be showing you, we'll break it down a little bit more later. Those markings in behind that actually are a creative version of EC. And once we'll break it down for you a little bit more later on. You'll see it on the website. And so you'll be seeing some neat things. In the second week of January, we will be launching the website, expressionchurch-huntington.com. And you'll be seeing this logo. Now, another thing that we're very excited about that we kind of introduced a little bit last week is we have another church starting, launching. And if anything, we have another pastor that is launching. And we are honored to have you. Danny Cole and his beautiful wife, Lisa, can you guys stand for just a moment? Because we have a surprise for you, too. They will be launching their first services in January. So we are very in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. So there is an Expression Church of Huntington here, and there's an Expression Church of Prestonsburg in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Go ahead and show them that. Expression Church of Prestonsburg. Incredible. So excited. The other thing I want to show you guys is we received some texts and calls this past week that they actually were looking for a building and looking everywhere, trying to find some places, had a couple different options. But this one came available, and this will be the lease of property that they will be needing out of. It's exciting. It's very exciting. Now, this is the neat thing. This is how God works with connections and how God just has got his eye on you guys right now and how you know the timing is right. They also went to a Christian bookstore down in Prestonsburg, and they began to meet with some different people. They were looking for a specific book, I think, is how I understand the story. They were looking for a specific book, and they began to tell the people there about what was going on, and they had over 100 padded chairs donated to them. Isn't that wonderful? So we are thrilled. We are thrilled at what God's doing. They are one of the many churches that are in the Expression Ministries Network. We now have, is it 5 churches? That Pastor Ronnie does an incredible job with the ministry network. We now have 5 churches that carry, that are actually underneath the Expression Ministries Network covering. And we're very excited about that. So we're excited about Prestonsburg and what God's going to be doing there. So with that being said, we specifically in January 1, we will be incorporating Expression Church of Huntington. All new offering envelopes, all new 501c3 status, and we're honored that God had blessed us. Pastor Kevin's ministry is what we've been kind of running things out of just because it's already established. That way, any donation that you've made in 2013 will be counted for your tax credit through that ministry. So today, if you want to make your checks payable to Kevin West Ministries or KW Ministries, if you need an offering envelope, can you please just raise your hand? All right, Rex will get you that. Pastor Mike, while we get ready to take up the offering, another awesome surprise that we have today is after service, we are going to be having a dinner together. And Pastor Mike is going to be telling exactly where that's going to be. And it is on us. So don't worry about that. If you would like to make a donation to the meal, just make out in the memo donation, dinner donation or whatever. But don't feel obligated. But Pastor Mike, just tell him what we're going to be doing afterwards.
All right. Thank you. If you haven't eaten here at the buffet at the Pullman Plaza Hotel, it's a fantastic buffet. We're going to be downstairs, and we're going to be separate from the standard dining room. We're actually going to be in what they call the Grand Theater. And the Grand Theater is if you go down these steps that you came up here or the elevator, to your left is the Bobby Pruitt restaurant, and it is all the way through the Bobby Pruitt restaurant. So you want to go all the way through the restaurant, straight through it, and there's a large room back there that's set up. I think we've got it set up for about 90 people back there. And if there's more than that, then we'll handle that also. But it's a fantastic buffet. They'll have a drink station set up down there with tea and water and all that on it that you can pour your own drinks from. If you want sodas, they'll come and take those orders also. So we appreciate it if you all come and join us for the holiday dinner there. And it'll be a great time. Is there anyone who would like to go who didn't send back a RSVP? Because I just need to tell them to set up more tables if we need to. So if you didn't RSVP and you want to go have dinner with us, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. Okay, 3 more. All right, well, we ought to be fine. 6 in your group. Okay, so 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So 11 more than what we had. We ought to be pretty good on that then. All right, well, bless your heart. Thank you.
If you would like, just come on up right now and bring your tithes and offerings. Pastor Kevin's getting ready to come up and speak. We're thankful that Michael Rousey's with us this week.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We can squeal. Oh, well. Oh, well. Not all well. Oh, well. All is well. Oh, well. Good crowd today. Some new people. Not new to each other, but you're new to us. Bow your heads and close your eyes with me for a minute. I just heard the Lord. Nobody looking around, please. This is a moment real. This is a real personal moment, real here, right here. Yeah, just keep your eyes. eyes closed and your head bowed. This is a really, really personal, private moment right here. Who in here has children or a child that you're going to... Christmas has been a major struggle for you. And quite honestly, you don't know how you're going to do the next 2 days, and you've been dreading this because of financial pressure. And you're going, I don't even know how I'm going to provide gifts for my kids unless I let other things go. And you're trying to figure out how it's going to work, and you can't even sleep at night because you look at your little one, or maybe it's multiple kids, and you're going, I don't know what I'm going to do. Nobody's looking around. And this is going to be a moment just for me to see. And Mike, Day in the back, Pastor Mike, if you could look too, just kind of keep help me see. Who in here is that person I'm talking to? I see your hand. There's one. Who else? I specifically heard there was more than one. Who else? It's okay. I saw your hand. You're going to want to respond. There's two. I saw your hand. Nobody else looking around. Now, I'm going to talk to those are two people. The Lord spoke to me and said that we, as a congregation, and I know both of those, there's two that raised their hand, I know both of those situations, they're very legitimate, and I know that. And nobody's looking around, and I feel like the Lord told me that this congregation is supposed to each give them $500 to relieve the pressure off of their family for gifts for their kids. And I'm going to ask that who in here wants to give that $500? Just raise your hand. I see it. There they are. They're met right there, both of you. Mike, if you could just see Mike Day at the end of service and give him that check, and the two of you that raise your hands that need your Christmas met. Praise God. Right? That's how it works. You guys can look at me now. Thank you all for being obedient to the Lord. Now, we just removed an enormous amount of pressure off of two families. I'm talking enormous pressure off of families. That's the kingdom of God. We will not be a church that talks about the problems and not steps up to the plate to bring the solutions. You hear me? God's moving. There are people sitting on things, with things, and solutions and answers. And there's people laying awake at night, toiling. Wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and the clouds over their head. And they're going, God, what do I do? And maybe they haven't made every decision right. But you know what? Maybe we haven't either. You know? I'm glad he died for me when I was yet still in my sin. And someone says, man, what if someone takes advantage of you? Well, they do. Jesus had a culture with Judas and Peter both in the same culture. And he didn't change his culture because there was a Judas in it. There would have never been a Peter if he would have said, ho, we got to change things here because someone's going to steal. Someone's going to lie. Someone's going to cheat. Well, that would have squashed Peter right out. We're not going to live in fear. And there will be people that will take advantage of us. But we're going to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Right? And we're going to relieve the pressure. Now, that was a tangible thing that we could do today for somebody. How many more is somebody laying in bed at night and they can't sleep because their back is hurting? They have migraine headaches. They're hurting because their body is just falling apart and they can't do it. Or their marriage is not working, or their family relationships and dynamics are all out of whack. And yet we, as the agents of the kingdom, not only can write a check, but can give it. See, somebody was able to write a $500 check today to give this family that somebody else couldn't. But somebody can walk in the gift of healing. Somebody can lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Somebody can speak a word of encouragement when somebody's down. Does that make sense? That's the kingdom. Man, this is what it's all about. Candy, a nurse, one of the greatest nurses that I know, great teacher, great kingdom advocate, gets asked to speak at a, a nursing luncheon at St. Mary's. And they ask her, "We really appreciate all the skill and nursing skills you have, but we really want to know how it is that you're able to be a Christian and a nurse. How does that work? How do you live a Christian life in the hospital as a nurse?" Well, that was easy for her. You see that the lines are beginning to be removed from culture and the church, and we can be who we are in culture, not just in the church. Does that make sense? That's what this is happening. It's all shifting and changing because of the landscape of society and what God is doing. There's something God is doing that you can't make happen for yourself, but as a body of believers, we can. Have we become so full of ourselves that we feel like we don't need anything, or become so prideful that we're afraid to ask for anything? I don't know about you, but I need grace and I need mercy. Is that us? God's doing a great thing. And what he was doing, I'm excited about the expression Church of Prestonsburg and Pastor Danny and Lisa, but they don't have to use that name. We're not creating a denomination. I don't even care if they use the logo, even though we like it. He can come out with his own. You know what I mean? It doesn't bother me a bit. We want their own identity out there in Prestonsburg. We're not trying to say, "Hey, look at Preston Church of this." And no, no. We're a body of believers, a kingdom representatives, where Christ resides in us and through us everywhere we go. And when we show up on the scene, something's going to happen. You're either going to grow up or blow up, but something's going to happen. It's not going to stay the same, right? We're agents of grace, kingdom representatives. Things have to go forward. Things have to come to the light. It's happening all around us. It is. See, the thing that we have to realize is back when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, the society was already expecting something to happen. He had been prophesied he was coming for years, decades, hundreds of years, centuries have gone and come and said, "Hey, Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming. The one that's coming, the one that's coming, the one that's coming, the Savior of the world is coming." And he comes in a way that was different than the way they expected. So while everybody's looking forward, sometimes he comes right underneath your nose. And if you're not careful, you'll look past him to try to find him. And circumstances of life will block and obscure your vision looking for him when he really is in those circumstances of life. How would you like to have been Joseph and Mary? Mary received Jesus inside of her as a baby, and she never prayed the prayer for him. She didn't go to an altar. She didn't say, "Let me be the one." No. She was just like everybody else, anticipating something to happen, and she received a visitation. How would you like to have been Joseph? Had nothing to do with it. But got all the blame. So they weren't married. Right? Think about it. How would you like to have been him? See, sometimes God will put something inside of you, a gift inside of you, that you're not qualified for. You're not prepared for. You're not even looking for. And then there's an internal conflict that happens inside of you because the Spirit of God dwells on, over top of you, moves on you. The Spirit comes inside of you, and he begins to place a gift in you that the circumstances of life don't match the gift that you have. And then confirmation comes because the angel of the Lord came and spoke directly to her. Gabriel came and said, "Hey, you are highly favored of the Lord." Let me tell you something. When you're highly favored of God, he places something inside of you, but that highly favored doesn't make you popular. Sometimes it makes people come against you. Sometimes it causes frustration on the inside of you because when you know that gift is real and you have a heavenly side that says it's in there and it's a craving and a desire and the gift is greater than your current surroundings, and you begin to see it, and God places that desire inside of you, and he places you in that business. He places you in that family. He places you in that school. He places you in that city. He places you in that region. And all of a sudden, or he gives you that musical group. He places you inside of that place, and something on the inside of you says, "I can't understand why you called me, but you did." And then the people around you begin to look at you, and Joseph,
the one she was with, had to take the ridicule and the persecution that went with the gift that was within her. See, people will begin to point out what you have by the persecution that comes with the gift that you have. They'll point it out. They'll begin to say, "This doesn't make sense. There's no way that can be. They're not even together. How can this match up?" And all of a sudden, if you're not careful, you'll begin to live by perception of others than the heavenly voice that already planted and told you that gift is inside of you. So the contrast comes that says, God allowed the landscape of society and culture to be at a place where in the fullness of time happened, Jesus comes on the scene. And he finds a lady that wasn't looking for him, that didn't pray to him, didn't even know what he was going to do for her, but she was highly favored, and he does an impossible situation and places something inside of her that she hadn't even been with a guy. You can't explain it. You can't deny it. You can't do anything other than the fact is, I receive your word, she said. And now she had to live from the place of knowing that there's been prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. And she had to look at the way around her in the landscape of society and say, the world is dying. The people are looking for you to come. And for whatever reason, I now know it's coming through me. You can't look outside of yourself because he placed it inside of you, Mary. So you're the one that's carrying the greatest gift of all, which is Christ in you, the hope of any glory there is to the world. And he places it inside of you. And when that happens, you got this potential to think, I'm not qualified. I didn't ask for it. I don't know how it's happening. I didn't make it work. All I know is my steps have been ordered and I found myself here. And when I wasn't looking for you, you came looking for me. And I have an opportunity to reject it or receive it. But either way, John the Baptist was coming through Elizabeth. And Zechariah was in the temple doing his priestly duties. And this angel of the Lord came to him and says, I've heard your prayers. Your wife is going to have a baby. And he's going to be the forerunner. And he's going to be the one that's going to point towards the one that's coming. And it's going to be pointing to the Messiah, the one we've all prayed for. John the Baptist is coming. And Zechariah said, how can this be? I don't understand. He begins to reason with the voice from heaven. And when he began to reason and wrestle with the voice, the word of the Lord was so clear to him, and the promise of God was so clear, and it was so going to happen, and whether he wanted to or not, the Lord himself made him become mute. He couldn't speak. So no matter how he tried to say what he wanted to say, he couldn't say it. See, sometimes God puts something inside of you that is a part of a master plan that culture and society and the city and the region and your family needs. And even if you struggle within yourself to accomplish it, you won't even find the words to say to describe what God is doing in your life. And when you try to explain it, you can't explain it in depth. Sometimes it even brings confusion. You go, how does this happen? I don't understand what's even going on. How did I find myself in Kentucky? And how did I find myself in West Virginia? How did I find myself in Ohio? Why did I take that job? And why did that door close and that door open? And you begin to try to reason within yourself. And the Lord says, you know what? Go ahead and reason if you want to. This plan and purpose I'm doing is coming through you whether you like it or not. You can kick and scream or you can embrace, but I'm doing something. You didn't look for it. I came looking for you. And all of a sudden, John the Baptist becomes birth. Jesus is coming 6 months later. Mary and Joseph are now carrying this baby. Now, Joseph has to take ridicule. Can you imagine the public scrutiny? Do you know one of the greatest signs that God's doing something in your life, that your gift is ready to be on the scene, is people start talking about you. And if you're concerned about public perception or what people think and being liked by everybody, Selah, I'll hold that for just a moment. If you're concerned about what everybody else thinks, you'll abort if you're not careful. The very thing that God is carrying inside of you. See, God put a message inside of you. He's put a gift. And it's more than just a gift.
It's the thing of Him in you that He wants expressed to the world. Right? And if you're not careful, you can hold on to that thing because everything around you isn't just right. And if you're looking for right circumstances in your life, that everything just perfectly fits and lines up, you're going to miss what God is really doing. It's going to happen anyway. It's just a matter, are you going to kick and scream, or is it going to matter, are you going to just obediently yield to what God is doing? Your steps are ordered by the Lord. Now, it might be subject to somebody else making the right decisions. But whether that person makes right decisions or wrong decisions, see, Joseph could have ran off and left her. He could have just taken off and said, this doesn't make sense. I've got too much public scrutiny now. People are talking about me. People are saying things that doesn't make sense. And I've got to just stand here and get beat up and beat down. And I know I didn't have anything to do with that. I know you did, Lord. But I'm the one that's looking at these people. You're not. I'm the one having to look in the face of adversity. You're not. I'm the one they're writing about in the newspaper, but you're not. I'm the one they're talking about, but you're not. I'm the one, Lord. And instead of Joseph becoming so consumed with himself, he yielded to the big picture. And he said, it's necessary that Mary give birth because I heard the same voice that she heard. And when he heard the voice from heaven that says, the gift that you're carrying is going to be the answer to the world. Even though they're looking for something different, I've chosen to bring it through you. Everything began to change at that point. Because from that point until 4,000 years earlier, everything was external. Now God says, I'm changing the way this is working. No longer is it externally trying to get in. I'm now going internal and working my way out. I'm changing the order of this thing. No more now are people going to persecute you to make you feel like you have to please the people. Now when you hear persecution from the people, it's confirmation that something on the inside of you is going right. No matter when people are coming against you, guess what? If something's working right. Even though when you want to just push away and fight off, and you want to just cry your eyes out at night thinking, God, I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know what I'm going to do. It doesn't matter what people think, Joseph. Because what you're doing is a part of a master plan. That if you don't give birth to that, and Zechariah and Elizabeth don't give birth to John the Baptist, and if this plan don't start working this direction, and you don't give birth to yours, and you don't give birth to yours, and you don't release yours, and you don't express yours, then what happens is the world that has been waiting for 2,000 years, for 4,000 years, have been prophesying and prophesying, one day it's going to come, one day it's going to come, one day it's going to come. And there comes a day when their one day won't work anymore. It has to happen today. And we're living in a today. We're not living in a one day. We're living in a today. That's why it's important that we can pray for our brothers and sisters that God will meet their needs for Christmas. Or today we meet their needs for Christmas. Are you hearing me? It's got time to activate. It's time to mobilize. It's time to go forward. It's time to work. It ain't always going to be perfect. It ain't always going to be right. Sometimes it's going to get messy. Sometimes it's going to get ugly. And sometimes people are going to say things that are not right. Sometimes they're going to say things that are right. But either way, we have to release the expression of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Huntington's depending upon it. Your family is depending upon it. Your region is depending upon it. Your business is depending upon it. And sometimes what you're giving birth to, when you're carrying it, you don't even know what to do with what you're carrying. And sometimes it won't be accepted where you are. There was no room for Jesus at the end. Sometimes you have a desire and you're carrying what you feel like you're carrying. And you think it fits here, but there's no room for it there. You think you got this talent and gift and you want that job over here, but there's no room for it at that job. And a door gets shut on you. But when a door gets shut, He always redirects to a new door. And when the new door opens, you walk through the door with the expression of Him released through you. Your gift is coming out this year. I prophesy to you, it's coming out this year. Some of you have situations, circumstances close to you and your family, and you're going, how in the world is this going to work? I mean, it just looks bad. It looks bad because it is bad. But in the middle of all of the look bad because it is bad, is it looks good because it is good. it always turns to the good for those that love God. Because He always is working when you can't even work. Think about it. 2,000 years ago, they're looking for Christ to come. And a little girl, a young lady, that was minding her own business, gets a visitation from heaven. You're favored and highly favored of the Lord. She was in fear. What? The salutation said it even made her shake. One version says this. It says that she was shaken so hard she didn't know what to do with. And the angel of the Lord speaks to her from heaven and says, you're highly favored of the Lord. You're going to give birth. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. What? This doesn't make sense. It won't make sense. If it has to make sense for it to be true, then the whole Bible is a crazy thing. Am I making sense? Then it's got to be true, right? What God is doing, He's doing something in these days that He's accelerating time and He's accelerating your moments in your history. And the days like today, we're having revelation. See, before 20 years before Jesus was born, they're still talking about Him coming. But there's something about when He's on the scene that you have to deal with Him on the scene. Or you can still say He's coming. One day He's coming. One day He's coming. How about when He's here? He's here. He is here. We sang it. He's here. And all of a sudden, God is doing this miraculous thing. Mary knows she's carrying something that only could come from heaven because she wasn't qualified and she didn't have the learned ability to make that happen. It was an impossible situation that but through God only He made it possible. And then Joseph has to come on the scene and begin to figure out how does this all work? How in the world did it happen, for one? And number two, how am I going to explain it to the people that deny it? How the people that persecute, the people that think I shouldn't have done, how am I going to explain it? Don't you think Joseph didn't want to run away? Don't you think that Joseph, he could have protected his reputation and said, no, I have to abandon that to make myself okay. And he would have been right in what he said. He had nothing to do with that. But he had a choice to make. Do I abandon the gift from heaven that was in her, that I have confirmation that I know is from God, to make myself look good and to keep my reputation upright and distance myself from that? Or do I embrace what I know is from heaven because it resonates in my heart, yoke myself with this thing over here that's the gift from heaven, and begin to say, I know what we have to do. We're moving forward together. And if you go down, Mary, I go down too. And Mary, if they talk about you, they're going to talk about me. And if the door's going to shut on you at the end, they're going to shut on me. And I want to rely on the word that I got from heaven. Because if God is doing something so supernatural, and He's putting something so great inside of you, then I have to abandon my willingness to be by myself and to make myself look good for the sake of what's in you. That's where the body of Christ is today. Because God has moved supernaturally on the hearts of people. And He's placed something in Char. And He's placed something in Coach Bryant. And He's placed them inside of them. And I have a choice to make. I can either look at the external and figure out that all the reasons why it shouldn't work, and I can abandon what He is doing in him to make myself look good and to play safe, or I can embrace Him and what God has placed in Him, and I can pull out of Him and stand with Him in the face of everything in adversity and everything that goes right and everything that goes wrong. Why? Because I believe something from heaven is inside of Coach Bryant that I didn't put there and he didn't put there either. It's a gift from Almighty God. And even though it doesn't look right, even though it could have come in a different package and it could have made sense, I have to trust that God Himself is great enough. If He put it there, He's going to see it come to pass and expressed. And my job is to realize who He has set me with. Joseph was with Mary. They connected. Joseph became her protector. And when the baby came forth, guess what happened? Wise men sought him. The world's looking for wisdom. You think they're not? Look at the news. They're trying to figure it out. They're looking at economic indicators. And they're forecasting. They're looking at the health care law. We used to be MSNBC, Fox, CNN. Now we have satellite radio. We have all kinds of news. We got internet. We have it all. And as much information that's coming to us, still, nobody is predicting it the way it's going. We get ahead of the curve, and then they throw us a curve. We get behind the curve, and we walk to first base thinking we're going to be okay, but then we realize they pick us off when we get to first base. Every time we turn, they're coming with us because the world news is telling us how we should live this thing. And I'm telling you, there was a tax in the land. There was a decree in the land. All that was happening 2,000 years ago. But even though all that was happening all around them, there was something that they did together that Joseph and Mary connected because of a voice that came from heaven that spoke directly into her. And she believed by the word of God that she was highly favored. And Joseph realized from heaven that she was carrying something that the world was waiting to see. And he abandoned his personal reputation for the sake of what she was carrying. I'm asking you and I'm compelling you, it's time that we begin to yoke ourselves together, not only in this church, but the churches together, not only in this city, but the cities together. It's time we get moving out into the community and beginning to respond and answer when the voice of God begins to speak and he says, give that person $20. When he says, fill that person's gas tank up. Go to that person and tell them what you just heard in your heart about their family. Go to that person and tell them that you're going to pray for them. When God begins to move, why? Because there's something on the inside of them that's greater than our 9-to-5, than our check balance, than our taxes and our Obamacare insurance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's more than a heaven and hell issue. It's a matter of living right on this in this life that we're here. Now, the other day, I was on my way to Louisa, and I was driving by myself. And as I was driving, I heard the Spirit of the Lord tell me when I got to about Bernal, I thought he said, go to Paintsville. So I'm headed to Paintsville. I'm passing Louisa. I have no idea why I'm going to Paintsville. And I see the sign that says Inez. And it says, I heard the Lord say, go that direction. And I said, I am not going to Inez. There's one way in Inez and there's no way out. Nothing good can come from Inez. It's worse than Nazareth. And in my heart, I heard the Lord say that, and I felt, gosh. And I'm fighting with him about, because they put the mile marker about 3 miles ahead to give you time to argue. So I'm driving. If it would have been on the road, I'd just missed it. I just kept on going. I said, that wasn't you, God. But I had some time. So I look over, and I said, okay, I got to go. So I turned left. I was by myself. I locked the doors, and I'm driving to Inez. And I just keep driving. And as long as I had cell service, I was okay. But I lost cell service about 3 miles into this thing. So now I'm on a route I never heard before, a place I couldn't never been familiar with, and no cell service. And I had a choice to make. I prayed. God, help me get through to Inez. Does it go to the other side? Is it Jerusalem somewhere over here? So I kept driving. And when I drove, I got to the Inez, and I came up to this area. And honest to goodness, I saw some wonderful people that were out there doing great things. And I pulled into this thing, and I saw this huge tent. And when I saw this tent, I look, and I'm thinking, man, what in the world? I thought, it's Christmas. It's not fireworks time. I thought people were out buying fireworks. But again, it was 60-some degrees. So I looked, and I got a little closer, and I pulled in the convenience store area, and I looked, and it said, free minutes, all the way around this. And there were people everywhere, lined up everywhere. I mean, everywhere. By getting free phones and free minutes. And I'm looking and I'm watching all these people and people coming from work, you know, lined up getting all these free minutes. Now, if you get free minutes, I'm not downing you. I'm just telling you where I'm at right now, okay? So I pull in and I felt the Lord something rose up inside of me. So I walked up to the tent and I wanted to see what all these free minutes were. And they were packed. First of all, I was taking pictures because I thought, this is good. This is going to make news. This is everywhere. This wasn't just happening in Inez, it was happening all over the place. So Paul, I go up and I'm seeing, I said, man, and I felt like they just all stopped and looked at me like I wasn't supposed to be there or something. And I said, I heard the guy or the lady say, this is amazing. And I said, I'm jumping in on the wagon here. I said, this is a blessing, isn't it? And they said, yes, it's a blessing. Blessing from the Lord. And I thought, God, this is a tent revival here with 3 minutes.
And I said, blessing. Man, this is great right here. And I see them just signing up their papers and giving all the information, giving social security numbers and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, my goodness gracious. And I look at them, they're just still coming. And I looked and I said, this is a blessing from the Lord. Is that what someone said? Yes, this is a blessing from heaven right here. And I said, how many in here? I just thought, well, we're going to preach. We might as well just jump in. I said, how many of you here are saved? How many of you are on your way to heaven at the end right now? We're going to evangelize this tent right now. And how many of you say, man, their hands, I bet you 90%+ of the hands, I'm going to heaven. And I was looking around for somebody that had a camera because I wanted to say, preachers, churches, these are your people on the way to heaven, but they don't know anything about the kingdom. On their way to heaven, they're living in hell. Selling out to the government as if it was their source. And I'm looking at these people going, wait a minute. They don't know the king. The kingdom, they don't even know what the kingdom is. Has their sins forgiven? You better believe it is. And will they go to heaven one day? Yes, they will when they die. But the message of the church and the reason the gift came wasn't just to get your sins forgiven. Mary wasn't carrying an insurance card. Mary was carrying the gift of God, Christ Himself, to come down and remove the sins, the guilt, and the shame off of people and allow people to live in this earth in the kingdom. It wasn't a heaven and hell issue where they got minutes or didn't get minutes. It was a matter of who is your source? Who are you dependent upon? Who are you going to line yourself up with? How do you see it? Are you entitled or do you create? Are you always a receiver or are you going to begin to give and distribute? That's what's got to shift in our culture. And if you think for one minute that 2,000 years ago, culture wasn't ready for Jesus, you're crazy. It was ready. The landscape of that time, in the fullness of time, God raised up Jesus. Why? Because the society was ready for the message of the kingdom. I'm telling you guys today, in Christmas 2013, that the city of Prestonsburg and Inez and Paintsville and Prestonsburg, Pikeville, Louisa, Huntington, Ironton, Ashland, Proctorville, Southwood, name them all, the city in the world is primed and ready for what you and I are carrying that's got to be released into society. It's the message of the kingdom. And the message is God is not angry. He's not mad. He's not frustrated. He's not trying to get from somebody. He's trying to get to somebody. It's a message that you don't have to live from here to there. You can live from there to here right now. And we've got to prepare. And we've got to prepare our hearts. And we've got to release what God has placed inside of us. Why? Because the world is screaming and waiting and travailing. What I saw when I went there, when they saw was a blessing of the minutes from Washington, D.C., what I heard was a groan and a travail and a cry for God's kids, for Mary's and Joseph's that are carrying Christ Himself. Yes, your sins are forgiven. Yes, your sins are forgiven. Yes, yeah, I know circumstances of life have got you down, but you know what? They may not always be right. They may not always be perfect. And people may talk about you, and you may not ever make right decisions all the time, but in this, we're going to bind together for what we got to release into the earth. And the message is very clear. The kingdom is at hand. Yes, the kingdom is at hand. That's our message to Huntington, to Prestonsburg. And as clearly as it was, as two people in here this morning came in, wrestling how are we going to pay for Christmas, feeling like failures and feeling like defeated and feel like, and what we want to do is say, let's qualify them and see if they made good decisions or bad decisions. No. Did Jesus? Because I promise you, when the love of God gets shed abroad on somebody's heart and love of God and mercy and grace gets shoved in somebody's face and God, you realize how much they love you and He loves you more than any bad decision you could ever make, something compels you to do right where you can't explain it to do right. You want to do right. Why? Because He loves you. He's pouring His heart upon you. And let me tell you, there is a baptism of the love of God that's sweeping across this entire region. And the government and society is doing everything it can to deflect it from the reality of what we're supposed to do. You're the answer. You're Mary. And you're also Joseph. You're carrying something that you didn't place within yourself. But you're also connected to others that didn't place that what they were carrying in themselves either. And you can pull away from them and distance themselves because it didn't look right and they didn't make the right decision. And you can pull around, but you can yoke with them and say, you know what? Together, I'm going to protect what you're carrying, and that integrity will protect what I'm carrying. And together, we're going to go forward. And when the Lord speaks healing, I'm going to respond. When God says give, I'm going to give because I'm going to respond. And I'm looking for a place to express the gift that was from heaven that I've been highly favored with, that I had nothing to do with. I didn't make happen. I didn't create it. I didn't do anything to get it. He gave it to me by the gift and the grace of God. And the world is screaming and groaning and prevailing for it. And we're carrying life and that life eternal. It's time we get released and you get released. No more worried about what people think. No more public persecution and proclamations of what other people are saying about it. Not chasing down, did that person like me or that? I know, but did you make that bad? Yes, Mary might not have made the right decision, but Joseph made a decision by standing with her. Mary could have been publicly ridiculed, but Joseph said, I'm with you. And when they shut the inn shut the door on Jesus and the family, Joseph said, come on, we're going somewhere else. And you go where the door is open. Stand to your feet with me. God's moving across the land. Father, we thank you. We declare today, God, that your goodness, your grace, your mercy, your love is everlasting. You're kind. You're raising up people all across the place. And today we're in holiday season. We're in Christmas season. And Father, we're going to be attentive to your voice. So I pray right now for every person here as I dismiss. I say, God, open their ears to hear your voice. As clearly as Mary heard Gabriel and Joseph heard the dream and they acted upon what they heard, I pray, God, that every person within the sound of this, my voice, of hearing this tape, hearing this sermon, hearing this message, or experiencing the presence of God, that your voice will permeate their ear, their heart will be electrified, and then they'll be activated and moved forward and mobilized by the power and the presence of your voice. I speak right now, God, an activation and a release of your gifts in every person that's here. No longer will they sit on the sideline. No longer will they worry about what people think and what people talk about them. They're not going to be caught up in public perception. They're going to get caught up in your presence, Lord. And from this day forward, God, we will be a mobilized body of people. The world is crying for you to release your people. And I declare your people released today in Jesus' name. And I believe everybody just should shout amen, 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 amen. Hey, we're going to dismiss right now.